Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Friday Eve. Hope everybody is doing well out there today. And joining me in studio today is Amy Dollar from the Coffeyville Historical Society. And good morning, Amy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. I am doing really good.
All right, so what is going on over there at CHS? Of course, you guys just coming off of the Christmas on the Plaza, a really successful event. Before we start, what's going on over there? Just let us know how did the Christmas on the Plaza go?
Well, first of all, I hope everybody had a safe and happy holiday season. And with the pandemic this year, in order to practice social distancing, the Christmas candlelight tours were limited, to 150 visitors each of the 7 nights, 50 people each hour. It looks like it was a really popular idea. We had a lot of people say how much they liked being able to move around and not having as many, so crowded in there at one time. They were really able to enjoy the decorations more fully. We had been visiting with Denise York because she had done the ticket sales online, and we were visiting with her, and there was a total of $4,967.18 deposited to the Brown Mansion bank account from the online purchase. So we thank everyone for that. And that is, it's good to keep things moving even during the pandemic.
Is this something that you guys may do every year from now? Because, again, like you said, got a lot of people saying how they were able to move around a little bit easier, and maybe they've seen some stuff they'd never seen before because of just the, not as many people crowded in.
I'm not sure. I'm sure that's something that we would all probably discuss, as things go on in preparation for the next season. I liked it as a volunteer because you could help people, you could talk to them more, and it was a lot, it seemed a lot better too. We also sold some tickets at the door, and that came to $544, so that was really good. And the gift shop was open and did really well as well. Everything, the mansion looked beautiful as always, and the outside decorations. I'd like to give a shout out to the outside decoration people. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job. They worked really hard on it. The Friends of the Mansion, they did a wonderful job, providing refreshments to the visitors. They had like a hot chocolate outside as you were lined up and waiting for hot chocolates and cookies. So
hot chocolate, always good.
Yeah, so a big thank you and kudos to them for their good ideas on that. And a big, I hope that she gets to hear me, but we really want to send out a big thanks to Darla Thornburg and all of her decorators. Without Darla, the candlelight tours would not, it takes a lot of people, but it mm-hmm. takes Darla. She is the heart of that. She does a really good job. And then Kendall Garten and his crew, they decorated the outside lights. We want to thank them too. The candlelight tours are really just a great way to end 2020. I was visiting with Denise York from the Coffeyville Reawakening this morning, mm-hmm. and she said that the Christmas on the Plaza went really well, and they're looking forward to doing something like that in the future for the next season. So they weren't going to be in this morning. So she was like, "Can you say that for me?" And I was like, "We will be very happy to do that." But things are going really well. Now, moving forward in 2021, the mansion's still closed until March, but in April, Rob Burrows and the Kansas Second Infantry, their reenactors group, they're going to be holding I'm going to get the name wrong because I asked Rob to send me the email if I had it right and I hadn't got it yet. They're going to be having, like in the past, they'd had the War Between the States reenactments at the mansion or on the grounds. I think they're going to be doing something kind of like a Pioneer on the Prairie type, more celebrating all of the history of Kansas and of the area. So that's something to look forward to in April. We will have more. Next time I come on, I will have more details and we'll be able to talk about that more fully. We will have a lot of events. The museum is open every day right now. Our gift shop at the museum is popping off. If you need anything cool, not necessarily Coffeyville memorabilia, I've been buying my bracelets for work there and jewelry, but they have a lot of really neat, my daughter, we got her a bag, my dad volunteers down there. She was hanging out with grandpa, and they got a bag of marbles. And there's one bigger marble. You know, you've messed with marbles
right,
before.
Right, no, yeah.
So it was kind of fun with my six-year-old to teach her to play Marble Search Jack. So they have like some old games that's kind of...
Yeah, the big marble take out all those small marbles.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
end up winning once you knock them all off. So,
so there's, you know, we still have, you know, the museum open every day. You know, there's something I see different every time I go in there, and I think that it's good if you've been there once to mm-hmm. always go back again. And I guess that's probably about what we have going on. I know I'm not quite on my 15-minute mark here.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But we, you know, we have a lot of things going on, and we're, you know, looking forward to a great 2021 for everyone and the Coffeyville Historical Society. So.
All right. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, of course, the numbers for the Dalton Museum are 251-5944 and for the Brown Mansion, 251-0431. So.
Yes. And then they can always reach us, I think, on Facebook.
Right. So, again, the Brown Mansion closed until March. Obviously, just getting everything back in order after the candle litters and all
yes.
that. So, because a lot of work goes into that, but it also takes a lot of work to get it back all out and get everything back in order.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We will put all the Christmas stuff away. We will oil all the wood in the mansion from ceiling to floor and then do a kind of a deep cleaning and get everything ready for the next season, except for the glitter. I don't usually get rid of the glitter. Till about November. It gets in the cracks. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Glitter's
that way. Glitter ends up
I have
everywhere for whatever reason. You'll end up, it'll be in your hair, and you're like, where did this even come from to begin with?
Oh, you yeah. I'll look at Nick, and he'll have glitter on his face. I have three daughters. I've just grown up with glitter all over the house. It's just something we can all deal with.
Just get used to.
Yeah, just get used to it. Glitter and little toys that hurt your feet. We want to thank everyone who did brave the pandemic and come out to the Candlelight Tours and we, you know, thank you all of them and everyone that helped and volunteered. I don't want to miss anyone. So if I miss anyone, we really appreciate everyone. You know, there's no I in team. I've been saying a lot lately. So it was really nice. But thank you, Kyle, for letting us come on or letting me come on. And then next month, hopefully I have a sidekick. So
all right. Sounds
good. You guys
don't
just have to get bored by me.
So again, give them a call or go to the Facebook page. That way you can have any questions that you have of them, they can definitely answer those. So, Amy, I thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys next month.
Yes, thank you, Kyle. And I told my grandbaby this morning I'd say hi to her on the radio if she was listening, and she is awake. So, hi, Percy.
All right.
thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Amy. Again, head on over to the Dalton Defenders Museum. Before we get out here, what are the hours again for folks maybe are just tuning in?
The hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Sunday, we are open 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. So head on out there. A lot of fun down
yes.
there at the Dalton Defenders Museum. And in fact, there's also I think it's on a loop. They run the History Channel talking about the Dalton Defenders.
Yes, they do.
Right. So just kind of runs on a loop. So you can take a load off and check out that while you're in the museum.
You can. And Maisie Jane, my six-year-old, she has been learning a lot from that film. And when we take our walks downtown and she's like, I remember that. And there's that building. And so it's really pretty informative, and you know, you don't have to be a huge history buff to learn something and enjoy it. So yes, go visit the Dalton Defender Museum.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.